Veterans are often praised and honored for their service to their country, but many returning soldiers are finding out that life after duty is more of a battle than they expected. Kim Silas served in the U.S. Army for 5 years, earning the rank of sergeant, but has also struggled with homelessness.
I've been diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety, being laid off and being the breadwinner. I have a son that I have to raise, and just got a little overwhelming. The VA has been a great attribute for my life. I'm getting good care on my medical and physical, and hospitalization are done through the VA hospital, James A. Haley.
But even while Silas had to cope with her own personal issues, she raised her 17-year-old son, Marcus, all the while, although she has found an outlet in poetry.
Her poems are pretty inspirational. I can write about anything, good, better, and different, but mostly good. And that's part of my recovery. I incorporate everything I do with my recovery.
She shared one of her poems that has given her strength, called Magnificent Women.
As women, we are magnificent. Our lives and contributions are significant. Despite of all things we are told, we must stand up, speak up, and be bold. We are mothers, sisters, and daughters. We protect and nurture and are warriors. We wear the hats of many occupations. We've served our families, communities, and our nation. Oh, what magnificent women we are. We started at the bottom and we've risen so far. With awesome courage, we have survived. Our almighty strength has kept us alive. We, as women, have served tried and true. We swore to protect our red, white, and blue.
In addition to the VA hospital, other groups offered counseling and support for the women at the stand down. Moffitt Cancer Center brought out a team of doctors to give free skin cancer screenings to honor veterans. To find out more, you can go to our website at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.